podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
This is TWiT News number 367, recorded Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Microsoft Ignite Keynote. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here, the very first TWiT News live event of the year of 2021, and it's going to be interesting. We were debating over the last few weeks, should we cover this keynote? It's Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft. It is the second part of Ignite. One would not expect a whole lot of new information, but then Microsoft announced that joining Nadella would be a guy named Alex Kipman. And that is a very resonant name. He's a technical fellow for cloud and AI, a Brazilian engineer, but also, more importantly, the lead developer behind Microsoft's HoloLens. And the truth of the story is, I think, and this is according to Mary Jo Foley, he was going to give the main bulk of the keynote. So this Envisioning Tomorrow keynote, we expect, is going to be a lot about mixed reality, maybe an announcement about HoloLens. So we thought, let's cover it. Could be important. The Microsoft live stream is going to begin in about four minutes from now. It'll be very interesting to see what they announce. Right now, they're just doing some stuff. I should mention that you can also participate in this keynote through virtual reality, through AltSpace VR at altvr.com. So I'm not sure who these guys are. They've been on for a little while, I think just filling time, essentially. Nadella-Kipman keynote, Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley will be taking these guys' place, as they often do at the Microsoft keynotes. Ignite is a developer, kind of IT conference for Microsoft. It's actually the second Ignite of the season. We call it Ignite Part 2. It's not typically somewhere Microsoft announces new products. I wouldn't expect to see anything like consumer devices like Surfaces or any Xbox news. But we do think there might be some interesting news about HoloLens. It was at Ignite, I believe, that HoloLens was first announced. Is it 5 years now? Holy cow. It's 4 or 5 years ago. Let me just quickly check and see when they first announced the HoloLens. Project Baraboo. It was announced. The pre-production was March 2016. So exactly, wow, 5 years ago. Kind of amazing. So for the fifth anniversary of HoloLens, we think there might be some pretty big announcements, especially since you have the man who invented HoloLens and is in charge of it. I mean, nobody invents it all by himself, but the guy who ran the HoloLens team, Alex Kipman, will be doing the majority of the keynote. And then there'll be, I think, a little wrap-up after that. We will stay with it as long as we need to. Of course, MacBreak Weekly is coming up in about 2.5 hours. I think that'll be enough time. And then after MacBreak Weekly, security now. So a big, long day today. We'll be very interested to see what Microsoft does with mixed VR in about 1 minute. Let's see. We can go and listen to what these guys are 100%. Saying. Hatman,
but it's all about the amazing content that you're going to see here at Microsoft.
That's why I'm
Ignite.
Calling them
so
that.
We're incredibly happy to have you here with us, but we're pleased more so that you are giving us your time and attention, because we know that there's competing things that you probably need to be doing, but instead you're here with us. So we just want to appreciate
and Mary Jo would be joining me for this, but
sure
they're busy.
You know,
they're getting ready for.
We're gonna earn your
the post
eyeballs
show
today, for
presentation.
Sure. We're so pleased that you're here with us at Microsoft Ignite. And so now I have the pleasure of putting it over to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella.
So, again, you can participate in the AltSpace VR if you want to see it in 3D. We won't be able to bring that to you. There were also a number of empty slots for what looked like some HoloLens announcements in the Ignite panels. So this should be interesting. Expect something interesting from Microsoft today.
Good morning and welcome to Ignite. I want to start by saying a big thank you. In this unprecedented, complicated, and very hard year,
he's got a HoloLens over his left shoulder.
Overcome the most unimaginable
signed football.
Your hard work combined
can you read who
with
that
today's
is?
Digital technology
Ant,
is helping
you're the football guy.
Fuel our global economy and society in one of its greatest
I don't recognize the signature.
So thank you.
Without also missing
that
tenacity, is that
resilience,
the block
and the work each of you
sculpture
as IT
that
professionals,
had the nerdy
Octal,
or was it
Octal?
No, it was Base64 message to developers
every
from the
function.
Previous Ignite.
I even shudder to think where we would be but for your work. So I'm deeply, deeply grateful and thank you. The past year has brought the most significant change in our society and economy in modern history. And the cloud has been key to helping the world not only adapt, but innovate. We witnessed a second wave of digital transformation sweeping every company in every industry, from healthcare to digital twins in manufacturing, to remote work and learning across organizations
we
in
could compare,
every industry.
Satya Nadella's background today with his background
build resilience
from
and
the last keynote
the
he gave.
Test of
and what's missing, as you can see, over his left
it
shoulder is a HoloLens instead of the RGV 2CW message that was
but as the world recovers,
a base
it will
64
require much more from technology and the cloud in particular
representation
to help
of the
address our most pressing challenges
some
and
of the things are the same
nobody is
the
left
CD
behind.
in the rack is
over
the same the books
ago,
are new
we declared we were all in on
what
the
is
cloud
the,
because
that,
we understood
that picture
its transformation
on the far right of your screen
far
left
to
Nadella is
every organization
something new is that it looks like Sanskrit
for us to
I'm not sure
on how the cloud will change over the next decade and the innovation.
I'm talking over
changing world
Mr. Nadella, not because he's unimportant. He's clearly the best CEO Microsoft's ever had, certainly since Bill
how
Gates.
Cloud
but
can drive the next level of broad economic growth.
Keynotes tend to be a little bit
airy-fairy.
So.
To accomplish this, there are five key attributes that will drive this next generation of innovation in the cloud. First, ubiquitous and decentralized computing. Every organization, small or large, in every industry, in every country will require
you can
more
see how they're putting a phony
and more
Gaussian
decentralized
blur
compute power.
On the right of the screen so
we're
as not to distract
from the...
We're
going through a radical change in computing architecture
from
the
graphic.
Materials to semiconductors to the systems
it's a kind
from
of a sharp-edged
the cloud
blur.
To its edge. The result of all this will be continued exponential growth in compute capacity.
That football's
however,
new.
We are at peak centralization right now. As computing becomes embedded everywhere in our world, transforming how we interact with people, places, and things, and as physical and digital worlds converge, we will require more sovereignty and decentralized control. Cloud and edge computing will evolve to meet all of these real-world needs. Second, sovereign data and ambient intelligence. The volume, variety, and velocity of data will go through explosive growth in the cloud, and in particularly at the edge, driving that decentralized architecture of compute I just talked about. In this world, data will be more private, more sovereign.
I guess he is.
Data governance and provenance will take on new importance.
Sovereign,
large-scale,
meaning
multimodal
nation
models
states
will become first-class platforms
privacy
onto
controlled.
Themselves, creating that ambient intelligence all around us.
It's
we
kind
will
of
develop new methods
contrary, though,
of federated
to the edge
machine learning
and
to drive the next
it?
Generation
I guess you
of
need both.
Personalized and
one,
yet privacy-preserving services. Business logic will move from being code
I'll
that is
I'll have to
written,
check Reddit.
To
it won't be long before they decipher
data,
that picture.
Creating
the
a
football.
Complete new generation of business process and
they were the ones who deciphered the base 64 message.
We will also see this
devs.
New software tool approach being foundational to tackling these massive unsolved challenges from personalized medicine to carbon recapture. In the AI we create, using all this enormous power of the cloud, we will look for increasing levels of predictive and analytical power, common sense reasoning, alignment with human preferences, and
we
perhaps
also expect
most importantly,
a number of
augmenting
announcements
human
about
capability.
Teams they pre-announced this morning,
third,
including end-to-end
empowered
encryption.
Empowered creators and communities everywhere. our economy will find a new balance between consumption and creation. In the last decade, we saw several tech advances that drove more consumption, from browsing, more shopping, more binge watching. And behind all of this is creation. We believe the next decade will require technology advances that radically democratize creation. We will need to expand access to skills, tools, and platforms, as well as connections and collaboration across communities so that everyone can create. Whether it's building a virtual world, students working on an assignment with short-form videos, knowledge workers creating formulas in spreadsheets, pro developers writing code, or domain experts using low-code tools to build applications. This democratization of creation will drive new innovation in end-user computing. Form and function of our devices will be reimagined across the stack, from silicon to the operating system to the experiences themselves. And these computing experiences will be further amplified by communities that learn from each other, build on each other, and further amplify and accelerate creation.
But I can't quite decipher it.
Expanded economic opportunity for every member of the global workforce. We need to create these continuous feedback loops between the work, skills, learning, and credentials required, both for the jobs of today and tomorrow. We need to define productivity much more broadly, inclusive of collaboration, learning, and well-being, to drive career advancement for every worker, including frontline and knowledge workers, as well as for new graduates and those who are in the workforce today. All this needs to be done with flexibility in when, where, and how people work. Fifth, trust by design. Fundamentally, a technology provider should succeed only when it helps the world around it succeed.
These are the
no
real
one
challenges
wants to build technology that rapidly scales
right
but
now.
Breaks
privacy,
the world around us. And no
sovereignty
customer wants
Nadella
to be dependent on a provider
trust.
That sells them technology on one end and competes with them on the other. We need
Microsoft's
to have
been
ethical
kind of struggling with this
govern
as long as they've
the
been
design,
around.
Development, and deployment of AI. Our technology needs to be secure by design
people
and promote zero
love
trust
Microsoft and use their
principles.
Products, but at the same time, I don't know if they
build technology with the design
trust
intent
them.
To protect the fundamental rights of all people, including privacy and strengthening
and of course, this is much more difficult than
we all depend
multinational
on for our livelihoods and well-being.
Different countries have different standards for privacy and trust.
Our most finite resource, our planet.
It's almost impossible for a company like
every
Microsoft
organization
to retain sovereignty
will need
in the
to
face
harness
of
these five
China
attributes to build their own
the
digital
States.
Tech intensity so they can create proprietary technology required to generate durable competitive advantage. They will need not only to adopt technology, but build
Again, this
their
is
own
the
technology.
Opening keynote for their
these
IT and developers conference, part two of
Microsoft every organization in every
Ignite.
Sector to create that broad economic surplus they, in every community in every
had part
country.
One,
a cloud
just
that
a few
helps
months
small
ago.
Businesses become more productive, multinationals more competitive,
in the pandemic universe,
more
it's possible to have multiple conferences.
That improves healthcare and educational outcomes, amplifies human ingenuity, and allows people everywhere to reach higher. This is what the Microsoft Cloud delivers, and it underlies everything
Ubiquitous
we will show you this
decentralized computing, sovereign data, ambient intelligence, empowered creators, and communities,
your transformation
economic
today
for the
and
global
going
workforce,
forward.
Trust by design.
There is no better example of this than the rapid changes we have seen over the past year in how people use technology to communicate, to collaborate, and create. For those of us who have had the privilege of working from home, digital technology has made it possible. And for those who need to be at the workplace, including the many essential frontline workers, technology has helped them keep our society and economy functioning in the midst of this pandemic. As the world recovers, there's no going back. Employee expectations are changing and flexibility will be key. And that's why we are building Microsoft Teams as an organizing layer for all the ways we work, the modes of communication, collaboration,
moments,
and the
Alex
ability
Kipman
to
is going to take over.
With
he is
other
a
apps and services.
Technical
with
fellow
teams,
at Microsoft in charge of HoloLens.
Collaborate inside and outside the organization, that they can learn in the
Join Microsoft
of their work,
out of RIT
and build
in 2001, worked on Windows.
And we are empowering both frontline
2005,
and
joined the
to
Xbox department 2008.
We want to ensure
it says came up with the idea of creating Connect in just 2 days.
actually participate, whether they are at home, in a meeting room.
I'm not sure if that's strictly true, since Kinect was an acquired technology from Israel.
For example, just imagine joining a meeting remotely.
He developed a prototype for Kinect in 2 months, product finished in 2 years.
As though you were seated at the conference table with them. Imagine if you were able to draw on the
with
same
100
whiteboard
patents.
Together. And imagine if you're always able to identify who's
he's
speaking
been working,
while
invented HoloLens
eye contact.
And has been working on HoloLens
That's
ever
some
since.
Of what you will see today when we talk about what's coming next for Microsoft 365 and Teams. We'll also see the digital and physical worlds come together with mixed reality to help people stay connected when they are apart. A year ago, we shipped HoloLens 2.
It looks like
it's been amazing.
Like the end of the word spirit. I can't quite figure out.
Everywhere, applying this
I'm
technology
checking Reddit.
To transcend space and address complex challenges in their industries. Take Dr. Michael Marin, a vascular surgeon at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, a world away in eastern Uganda.
I really
communities haven't had access to advanced medical
corporations
care.
Do this all the
but
time.
But now
I'm
using
sure
HoloLens 2, along with Dynamics 365 Remote
to.
Assist and Teams, Dr. Marin is able to
IT
coach
guys,
a
developers, I don't know.
Doing a complex procedure 7,000 miles
is.
Away in real time, expanding access to specialized knowledge and resources, and overcoming
it feels more like a PR effort.
We've also seen frontline workers around the world using mixed reality to learn new skills, advance their careers, and drive productivity gains. At Kruger Paper Mill in Montreal, employees
of course,
have used HoloLens
part of the
2
reason
and Dynamics 365
they mention companies like
to
this
learn
is,
on
these
the
are Microsoft
job.
Partners.
The impact has been transformational.
And
Donald Soucy,
part of the
who
benefit
worked
of,
at the mill for 30 years, has
you
been
hope
able
for
to
anyway,
capture
if you're a Microsoft
all of the longstanding
workplace a
wisdom
in the
and institutional knowledge and pass it on to new
HoloLens.
Colleagues, accelerating the onboarding process and helping them take on complex tasks faster than ever. And because information is delivered holographically right where
it
the work
happens.
Always
bothers me, these HoloLens videos are not what it looks like if you're wearing HoloLens.
Slowdowns.
It's HoloLens superimposed on real video.
The
HoloLens is a little bit more narrow
the
field of focus.
We build with the atoms of the real world. Today, we are thrilled to take that next step announcing a new mixed reality platform.
Here we go.
Microsoft Mesh.
All right, this is
think
the,
about
this
what
is
Xbox Live did for gaming. We went from single player to multiplayer, creating communities that help people connect and achieve together. Now just imagine if the same thing happened with mixed reality. Mesh enables you to interact holographically with others with true presence in a natural way. For example, I can join a birthday celebration with my extended family in India, interacting as if we were physically
as if
together
you're looking through the
without
mail
any
slot
screens between
of the front door.
Us. Or I can meet my colleagues on the other side of the world, collaborating as though we were
we'll
in the same
see.
Room.
Maybe this
again
HoloLens
with no
3
screen
will be
mediating our interactions.
A little bit more.
It's pretty mind-boggling to imagine, but this is the
realistic
future we are building. One of my favorite lines we used to describe the possibilities when we first introduced HoloLens was, when you change the way you see the world, you change the world you see. I can't wait to see the world
when
we create together.
When you change the world
and now
you
let me
see
turn
the
it
world,
over to Alex Kipman
you
to
change
start
the
off.
World you see.
Thank you all very much.
I think Oscar Wilde said that first.
Ignite.
Thank you, Satya. All right, now here's what we came for. Well, maybe not this, but Alex Kipman is coming up.
Tomorrow stands a chance to be even better than today, thanks to one thing.
See if you can remember at the end of this keynote,
spell.
When you change the way you see the world, you change the world you see. See if you can remember that.
To share it.
This will be your challenge.
It's a force.
You're watching
that
our,
to each other.
Our live streaming commentary of the Microsoft keynote for 2021, our first live event of 2021. I'm Leo Laporte.
It's a feeling that's eternally
if you don't like the snark,
and forever inquisitive.
Of course, you can watch this both on Microsoft's site, but also in AltSpace VR, where they're doing a VR version compatible with your Oculus or your Vive or your HoloLens.
It beckons us to explore and to break new ground.
Nadella kind of teased what we're about to see, which is something he calls Microsoft Mesh, which sounds like a kind of a communal HoloLens-based meeting space or mixed reality meeting space.
We
we'll see
perspectives outside of our own.
Yes, they are steadily increasing.
It's holds the indestructible sense of wonder inside each of us. And with
okay,
it,
pop quiz. When you change the way you see the world, what happens? Yes, you change the world you see. I guess. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's AltSpace VR right there. So these are people sending hearts. These are people in the AltSpace.
A dream, Jim Malone.
Audience, there's Alex.
It's only
Kipman.
A dream. A dream we dream together. Is called reality.
Oh, there's
when
another
you have
one.
A
dream we dream together.
Chances are,
is called
there's
reality.
Someone else right over there, and there, and there, who share the same dream.
This is the inventor of
HoloLens, Alex
Kipman.
But each of us dreaming it just a little bit differently.
Technical
the process
fellow.
Of collaborating with others is how we discover the little different bits, the excitement, and the energy. The diverse skills and viewpoints that bring everyone
so far
together. When we share in a dream, everyone can be equally excited, equally motivated, and perhaps
and then hold
even
on it,
equally
and then
consumed
it.
By the shared
it's
dream.
A little painstaking.
But we tend to think of reality and dreaming as separate. But are they really? Today is about showing how we can help transport dreams.
I think dreams are not reality, but who knows?
To there. Out into the world without compromise, exactly as they were imagined. And when they are.
Boy, if it looks like this, I'll do it.
We can share them with others to explore.
This is what VR
and communicate.
Except for the person in the middle.
To mold and collaborate. To enjoy together. This is a new way to dream and a new type of computing. One that makes dreams a shared reality. And to accelerate this collaborative computing future, I am proud to welcome all of you to Microsoft Mesh. Today, you and I make history as we collaborate on the largest mixed reality show ever created.
The bubbles are going to be a little
Microsoft Mesh connects the physical and the digital worlds, allowing us to transcend the traditional boundaries of space
Twitter,
and time. Microsoft
Periscope.
Mesh is powered by Azure and all of its AI
of
and compute capabilities, working seamlessly together from the intelligent edge to the intelligent cloud. It promises
so
to take
which
us
will, which tech
to
blog will be the first
here,
to say Microsoft's event was a bit of a mesh?
To create
which will be the first?
And immersive experiences.
I'll give that to you, Neil.
Experiences that let us, one, connect from anywhere. All of us.
As long as you have a $3,000 HoloLens, you're good to go.
Every hologram. Across
and
augmented
internet.
Reality, virtual reality, and even traditional 2D devices.
And a pretty fancy PC. And
two.
You're good to go.
Microsoft Mesh will give us agency. From avatars to holoportations. Letting us feel true presence in mixed reality. And lastly, Microsoft Mesh will let us experience mixed reality together in instinctual and collaborative ways.
You'll forgive me because I'm a little skeptical
Microsoft
of all
Mesh
this. And I'm kind
is
of
integrated with the Microsoft Cloud.
I've always been a VR mixed reality skeptic.
From the familiar 2D mediums to the world of mixed reality. Which, by the way, brings me to this.
What's that?
Amazing underwater scene. Thank you, by the way, for creating this incredible an inspiring underwater world. I mean, look at it.
Oh, God, the bubbles.
It's wow. Did you have fun doing it?
It's wow, but I'm done. I'm like,
as
okay,
your host,
nice.
I cannot express how now energizing what? It is to see each of you expressing all of your emotions with holograms.
I guess we'll see creators just as
Microsoft
we do with YouTube
Mesh
and TikTok.
Will empower
we'll see
you
people
and your businesses
take advantage of
to
this
learn, to play,
new way
to
of
work together
at things.
Naturally, no matter the task. No matter the location. Let's take a look.
Chicken Heart in the chat room says, all we're missing in this water world is Kevin Costner.
Connection is a spark that gives our lives meaning. It drives us to seek out others who feel the same way.
Okay.
Microsoft
why don't
has
you input the data and we'll take a look together.
been masterful at creating near future sci-fi realities.
To find those who share our views, yet offer different perspectives.
Bill Gates was famous for his keynotes at Comdex and his videos.
Challenge us with
new
ways of seeing. Deepen our understanding and enrich our lives.
最后一笔的时候，往前。
Great things happen when we commit to something bigger than ourselves.
Take a closer look at it.
Place this here. Let's see how we go from there, okay?
This sense of collaboration and the feelings of connection it brings excites us.
Hey, just in time. I'm going to move it slightly, okay?
It's yours, take it.
Is that a Microsoft device he's holding, or...
We have two planes right now on the same trajectory.
As we put people first, technology fades into the background.
This is interesting.
Feels
this
like anything but.
This presence, hey, telepresence thing. I wonder what it really looks like.
We'll be clear for approach.
Excellent.
This changes the way
and
we
I
see
really hope air traffic control, which is pretty much still using tube computers, does not adopt this new technology too soon.
And what we see and create
let's perfect it. What do you say?
The imagination.
Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Slowly coming towards the thumb.
A world without boundaries.
Good job. A lot better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Excellent. Slowly bring
a world where technology enhances, not limits, humanity.
Of course, during the pandemic, all of these technologies are desirable, but as we come closer to the end of the pandemic, you have to wonder if people are going to be much more interested in real-world experiences than virtual.
Can be anywhere. Introducing Microsoft Mesh.
Envision a world where mesh-enabled applications from our partners and from Microsoft fuel this generation's collaborative computing needs. Envision a mesh-enabled Microsoft Teams, where colleagues from around the globe can collaborate as if they're physically there. And in a world of hybrid work where here can literally be anywhere, and headquarters are no longer tied to a single physical location, Mesh will allow organizations to host mixed reality gatherings with everyone in the same room. Envision a mesh-enabled Dynamics 365. People will be able to learn together from anywhere, sharing the common perspectives so critical when learning complex topics. Envision frontline workers and how they will have access to remote experts everywhere they're needed, sharing insights quickly and effectively, ultimately keeping people safer and resolving issues
Alex
faster.
Kipman was named Time Magazine's
Microsoft
top 25 nerds of the year
reality services
in 2010.
Which have seen incredible developer adoption. And today, I am really excited to announce
to
the public preview of Azure Object Anchors.
Okay.
And
they've talked about Object
Anchors
before.
Of Azure Remote Rendering.
Object Anchors are anchored
to all
real
our supporters,
places,
partners and fans around the world. Thank you.
In
we
fact, that was
together,
one of the features of that.
Your great feedback and your enthusiasm.
Minecraft VR
that we are experiencing such great mixed reality momentum.
You could place things
today,
in real space and they would stay anchored
in manufacturing,
there.
Retail, and
Azure
healthcare.
Anchors.
Over 90% of companies with more than 500 employees are currently using or prototyping with mixed reality.
Oh,
and
there's
half
a problem.
Of
we
the
don't
Fortune
have 500
500
employees.
Companies have now purchased HoloLens 2.
Wow.
Leading brands such as Mercedes, Intel,
see for car design the value.
Airbus, and L'Oreal have deployed at scale HoloLens 2 powered solutions.
Not sure what L'Oreal would do. They had a
across
VR
industries,
makeup app. Maybe
the
that's
numbers
it.
Speak for themselves. Take Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin has reduced their touch labor by 90%. What used to take an 8-hour shift to complete can now be done error-free in 45 minutes.
Well, that's interesting.
Take Toyota.
What are they
Toyota
doing?
Has embraced HoloLens, Dynamics 365 Remote Assist, and our mixed reality services to improve maintenance efficiency and to differentiate on customer service. Their
it
most recent
a lot of the uses for
mixed reality
AR,
solution
VR solutions
enables
technicians are in industry
to intuitively access via Azure Object Anchors
wiring
and
structure information.
Ford, almost 10 years ago, they were using this kind of VR technology to design
cars. Vehicle. As a result, this is reducing the time spent doing inspections by as much as 20%. A significant return on investment, which has them rolling out this HoloLens 2 solution to all of their dealerships across Japan.
I look at Alex.
Take Bentley Systems as another example. Bentley Systems is a global leader in software for architecture, engineering, and construction. And they're using HoloLens 2 and our mixed reality services to improve bridge inspections. In the United States alone, there are more than 600,000 bridges, a key part of the infrastructure that keeps our country running.
I'm guessing we're not going to see a demo of this product.
Using drones to capture high-resolution images,
I mean, I think that they
can create
consider this the
precise
demo.
Precise digital twins.
Of course, it's not
for
what
the bridge.
You see.
Now, because details matter.
Well, maybe it is.
When doing
inspections, you'd see with the HoloLens too.
Bentley is using Azure Remote Rendering to enable real-time, high-fidelity renderings, allowing multiple experts to view large sections of the bridge all at the same time. Leveraging this Bentley solution on a HoloLens device, inspectors
at Collins
Engineering
can visualize sections of the bridge. Wouldn't you want the inspector to be at the physical bridge, not looking at it through a HoloLens?
Annotations, dimensions, or other markings to provide detailed contextual information for the structure. And in the process, they can save 40% of labor costs for each inspection they make. And local and state government agencies can follow in the footsteps of the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
I'm just saying.
Who is working with Collins engineers to save an estimated $4 million per year, savings that can be repurposed to fix even more of their aging infrastructure. And when mesh-enabled, all of these solutions can now be transformed to collaborative mixed reality experiences.
Find those?
Mixed reality experiences where you have the freedom to use the device of your choice. Because Mesh will work on HoloLens 2, Windows virtual reality headsets, Oculus headsets, PCs, Macs, and even smartphones. Take Accenture as an example. They are experimenting with hybrid workflows that increase accessibility, champion remote collaboration, and encourage sustainability by minimizing unnecessary travel.
I don't
want
to go to a meeting
travel.
That looks like that. I'm sorry.
With a mesh-enabled alt space, Accenture is evolving their employee experience.
I think this is
by creating a headquarters.
A COVID-driven
they call it
trend, but
the nth floor. Now, this is available for everyone for onboarding.
I mean, I understand
learning,
companies
and the type of human connection. We are all missing right now.
I'm not sure why
with
this would be better than a Zoom meeting.
Everyone knows the nth floor is just a tap away.
Oh, there goes Alex. He's transported out of our space. And now...
But what happens when you go beyond the enterprise?
We're in the countryside.
Collaboration doesn't just take place in enterprise settings. Sometimes... We just call it hanging out with friends.
That's what I'd like.
With Microsoft Mesh, you can connect from any device on any platform, transforming the way we connect to one another, enabling hanging out wherever your friends are. And when here,
they're all now in this
anywhere,
open
amphitheater. The entire planet becomes your playground. Many companies are exploring and experimenting with this notion of experiencing mixed reality together.
It does look a little like Yellow Submarine, doesn't it, Rick?
But I think we can all agree that there is one company that stands out with its real-world AR experiences.
He looks like Ringo, so it's perfect.
I have been a huge fan of Niantic for a very long time. I just love their ambition.
Can we play
to build
Pokemon Go or Wizards Unite in
scale AR experiences?
In mesh
experiences that connect people from all over the world. And to share more about their vision, please welcome CEO and founder of Niantic, John Hanke.
Oh, John Hanke in Mesh.
I'm thrilled to be here and to hear all about the latest innovations.
He's got
in
no
AI
pants.
And mixed reality. We share a
he
common
has
aspiration
no
to use
legs.
Technology to bridge the digital world.
Well, he has pants, but no legs.
From the very beginning,
no arms either. He's just got hands.
It's been designed to inspire people to get outside play and explore.
I think this is
together.
Literally, we are in Uncanny Valley. Literally, that's where we are.
To create the tools
Welcome.
And technology to connect the real world.
All those spooky hands.
And the digital one, the bits, to create magical experiences. Our games have already encouraged hundreds of millions of people to explore the world together. In fact, most people's first AR experience was probably Pokemon Go. Since launching in 2016, we've seen massive numbers of people around the world connect through the game.
Look, if you make a mesh version of Pokemon Go, I'm in.
To tens of thousands gathering at our events to play and celebrate together. We're incredibly motivated by the stories we hear from Niantic explorers about how a game has helped them feel happier, healthier, and better connected to one another and to their local communities.
This generation looking back at this going,
technology and AR in particular can be channeled to make a positive impact on the world.
Do you remember the Microsoft Mesh event 30 years ago?
We're even more excited about the next phase as we think about bringing these experiences to future generations of AR hardware. And that brings us to why we're here today. We share a common vision with Microsoft for creating real social connections in a digitally enhanced world. We're excited to be collaborating with Microsoft in this area to move the industry forward.
What's that person standing up looking for?
That's right,
John. Sit down. Sit down.
By pairing our industry-leading HoloLens devices and our new mesh capabilities with Niantic's market-leading applications, we can give people entirely new ways to interact with each other and the world.
Without legs or arms.
We've already started working on what this might look like, and we're excited to show a proof of concept demo of Pokemon Go.
Let's see it
on HoloLens.
All right.
This is not intended for consumer use yet,
because you can't go outside with HoloLens.
Into the amazing possibilities when we combine advanced AR with exploration and social gameplay.
This is early days of this kind of a technology, obviously. Oh, they've disappeared again.
Thanks, Alex. I'm here in the gardens.
Now, Alex has no pants.
This is so great. It's like I'm actually here, John.
No, it's not.
This is amazing, and it's what I'm so excited about. Enabling friends to play and explore the world together, no matter where they are. I'm going to have a look around.
I do have to say,
I'm excited to join you on this adventure. Music,
don't you, Anthony? It's like, here we go. There's Pokemon.
There are quite a few Pokemon appearing around here. Let's take a walk.
Concept not available in any store.
Whether you're exploring a brand new park or just walking through a familiar neighborhood, augmented reality can make the real world a little more magical.
Why are all those teenagers in my yard wearing weird glasses?
A real world filled with adventures, helpful information, and of course, a lot of friends.
Can he capture one? Look at that. Oh, boy.
Hey, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Here you go.
Very kind to do that.
Grounded in the real world, aware of us and the environment, is an incredibly powerful starting point. And it becomes even more powerful when we can share it. Someone I know is here now.
Who? Who? Harry Potter? Voldemort? Bye-bye, Pikachu.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, John. Do you want a battle?
I don't know, Veronica. This usually doesn't end well for me, but I'm game.
What's important is to never give up, even if you lose. Let's get ready.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's all we
This battle
thank you.
Is going to take a while. Thank you, John, and thank you, Veronica. I'm so excited for our Niantic partnership. Great things happen when we commit to something
bigger
than
ourselves. I think a lot of companies are trying this
out, kind
of to see what happens,
collaboration,
obviously, but I don't
and
know.
And the feeling of human connection it brings
you're ever
inspires
see that.
Me. I get inspired and motivated about opportunities where we can add our energy and capabilities to empower people and organizations around the globe to achieve their missions.
I hear it's pretty nice.
And when the mission at hand has global benefit that impacts environmental understanding, conservation, and global ecology, not to mention has deep impact in education and science.
You caught me.
I'm not only inspired by it, but also proud to be part of the journey. And it is with that pride that I like to invite Dr. Edith Wider and Dr. Vincent Pierbone to tell us their stories as they push to understand one of the least explored most mysterious and most essential worlds we have ever known.
Wider and Pierbone.
Our oceans. Dr. Edith Wider is a biologist and deep sea explorer who combines expertise in oceanographic research and technological innovation with a commitment to reversing the worldwide trend of marine ecosystem degradation.
Magic Leap was all about the whales, too.
Dr. Vincent Pierbone is a neuroscientist and researcher at Yale University. He's also vice chairman of the organization that is pushing the limits of technology and at-sea research called OceanX.
I became a scientist because I love exploring and being on a frontier, but I always thought it would be an intellectual frontier. If you ever get the chance, take a dive in a submersible and turn out the lights. Every dive I've ever made has been a journey into a wild and alien realm. It's a world within our world, one that we still know surprisingly little about. I mean, how is it possible that a creature as tall as a four-story building managed to elude us for so long? What a strange existence for life down here. You've seen it, Vincent.
It's a strange existence.
Everything looks different. The instant you pass from air into water, you see it. It's all so changed. The warm colors disappear. As you descend, it goes from blue-green to blue to smoky navy until you pass the edge of darkness around 500 meters and a new kind of light appears. Living light.
Did Shirley Shaw just show up?
On my first submersible dive, more than three decades ago, changed my life. All around me were animals flashing
now,
and glowing.
Now, I'd love to go and see the
a
Titanic.
A world of wonder vibrating with life and light. It was thrilling and mysterious and filled me with questions about all the strange ways light seems to function in this world.
Yeah,
there's
I did my first
something
submersible
magical
dive
about
during
scuba
an
diving and all that's true
islands.
About
And there we witnessed a magnificent and unforgettable nighttime
diving.
Display of bioluminescent flashlight
I just
fish.
Don't know if you can...
All of this light is a language that animals in the deep sea use to communicate
ways
in one
from
way
duplicating
or the other.
That
just
experience
to understand those.
In mixed reality.
Some, like sea fireflies, eject champagne bubble lights to attract a mate. Others, like those flashlight fish you saw, Vince, use it in a variety of ways, including to move together in schools at night.
And others use it like a trap. Like the anglerfish that using a glowing lure to attract its food, a bioluminescent bobble that dangles in front of its hidden maw.
And so we wondered, could we use the same anglerfish approach to draw in the elusive giant squid? Is there a light signal that might convince the giant squid to make an appearance? It was on Ocean X's Alusha, operating off Japan in 2012,
squid.
That we tried just this. Our electronic jellyfish lure worked its greatest magic, attracting the most famous squid of all,
most interesting
the legendary giant squid.
A virtual reality experience.
No science fiction writer could
concoct
a more fantastic alien.
Treasure.
Eight muscular arms plus two insanely long tentacles, all growing out of a massive cone-shaped head.
Cartoon is not.
A parrot-like beak that can rip flesh. A jet propulsion system that works equally well in forward or reverse. And gargantuan eyes, bigger than those of any other animal on Earth. I think those amazing eyes are the reason we had never managed to film a giant squid in its deep sea world.
Distinguish between
we were scaring them away with all our bright lights and noisy thrusters on submersibles and remote operated vehicles.
Stage, which
it's the process of applying new technology and new ways of exploring that enables us to make these new, incredible discoveries.
I mean, this
is
VR.
And now more than ever, the importance of these discoveries are front and center in our changing world. OceanX was born out of this remarkable passion and excitement to explore the unknown. Over the past 3 years...
Would you go to a TED conference that was presented like this as opposed to...
Brand
would you
new,
want to go in real life?
Research ship called Ocean
but,
Explorer.
But then, of course, there's very few people
with
that
the mission
can do
to
that.
Take ocean exploration to the next level. We gathered oceanographers, marine scientists, filmmakers from all over the world to help us build the ultimate research and exploration ship. Every aspect
had been
of
ready
the vessel
to go
design
a year ago
was thought out to maximize ocean science and
media
production.
People might have jumped on it
from
during
planning
COVID.
Expeditions to gathering and cataloging samples to genetic sequencing, we can do it all without having to go back to shore. We have submersibles, deep sea robots, a helicopter, and multiple wet and dry laboratories. With our world-class crew, Ocean Explorer enables us to conduct multiple research projects at the same time.
And these tools are a dream for scientists like Vincent and myself. Ocean Explorer is basically a state-of-the-art, complete research laboratory in almost a full, living, floating city.
And we've developed a brand new part of our ship that we call HoloLab. In the HoloLab, we bring this data together to visualize and analyze in three-dimensional space. This allows us to understand all of the rich, multidimensional data in a natural, intuative way.
It's not quite the holodeck.
Before, we were limited to 2D screens, and the data was mostly in charts and tables, while humans are sort of inherently respond best to a three-dimensional world. Now we can see the data mapped onto the actual ocean floor and divine how it relates to the underwater canyons and mountain ranges.
That's the real promise of AR, is mapping computer-generated data and images on top of real life.
This is a collaborative scientific tool that uses Microsoft Mesh to connect HoloLab with scientists in submersibles.
This is a perfect application.
As well as those back at land.
You can't ever get to
this place. And now, with our amazing partners, National Geographic and the BBC, we are setting off to capture exploratory adventures on the ship and release them as a groundbreaking series. All of you can join us to explore and discover in the near future, so stay tuned. And as you know, Edie, one of our first stops will be again to bring us face-to-face to the mysterious giant squid.
Ah, yes. And I remember a remark
just like
that pioneering ocean explorer and film director James Cameron once said, "I would have wrapped my submersible in bacon if it would contract a giant squid."
You should try it.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me here. Thanks for beaming me in from
New Zealand. Oh, James Cameron from New Zealand.
For sure. Now, this beautiful
marvel of engineering
behind us is the Deep Sea Challenger. Now, you co-designed and co-engineered the submersible and science platform, and with it, you became the first solo pilot in history
to dive
to the Challenger Deep.
So I'm curious.
The deepest place on the planet, about 7 miles down, if I understand correctly.
Yep.
Now, of course, you weren't focused on first adventure, but rather on advancing deep sea ocean science.
So you do have a way of projecting
now, the
real life images into
allowed
the
mesh. You to sample and image in revolutionary new ways. With camera systems, you also, if I understand correctly, you designed. How has technology empowered you?
James is going to ask for another take,
and creatively.
Look, I think almost everything I do in every single day is empowered by technology. Sometimes it's tools that other people have created. Sometimes it's tools that we've had to create for ourselves. So if you have a curious mind like I do, and you want to go places and you want to physically project your body into those places, you build a piloted submersible and you get in it and you go and you assemble a team to do that and to see what's out there and put the pieces together and create new things where you need to. If you want to project your consciousness into a place you can't physically go, like inside the Titanic, you build a small robotic vehicle that spools a fiber optic and you fly it inside there in a kind of avatar experience. So remotely operated vehicles are essentially physical avatars in the physical world. And then, of course, all the stuff I'm doing with the Avatar movies is both thematically about projecting our minds into other bodies, and it's also about creating a VR universe around us, around our actors, and bringing that world to life in all its detail. And that required whole new tool sets, and those tool sets are constantly evolving. So I would say, short of making my orange juice in the morning, there's not much I can do in a given day that doesn't involve building and iterating these tool sets.
That's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for sharing. So what are your thoughts on the potential for the HoloLab and your partner OceanX to be enabled to both enable and engage the new generation of ocean explorers through technology?
Well, look, I think there are multi levels to this, right? So we can put our researchers, our young researchers, right there on the Ocean Explorer ship into complex
so
data
sets.
So
6 a.m. in New Zealand. I wonder if James is actually up this early or if this
maybe
was pre-recorded.
The thermometry, and they can plan a dive. They can literally walk around the dive site before they actually go down there. or they could plan an ROV dive, let's say. Let's say it's too deep
live.
For their submersibles, and they're going to go down with a remotely operated vehicle. They can see, well, this is canyon terrain. This is going to be difficult. We're going to have to keep the ship in a certain place so that we can see down there and have good communications with the vehicle for tracking, that sort of thing. So a lot of planning can be done. Now you start overlaying into that data sets of animals that have been seen, maybe squid schools that have been seen on sonar, that sort of thing. Say, this is what we expect to see at this depth. So our researchers can plan their work. But the beauty of it is that they can bring the audience along with them. Now, sure, it'll be a 2D representation, but eventually what I would love is that people, when they're watching our episodes, are actually in this VR experience or some kind of augmented reality experience, and they're seeing a little more of what our researchers saw and experienced at the time.
That would be
and this
cool.
is all happening for real.
It's a future
this
movies,
isn't
maybe.
Some showpiece or something that we just put on, you know, as a kind of a visual effect in a science fiction movie. This is an actual tool that's being used. You know, I started using HoloLens in its earlier form with Jet Propulsion Laboratory when we were planning, designing planning a mission to Europa, a lander mission to Europa, for real. You know, so it's been a tool that's been used extensively, but now we're bringing a much bigger audience into it and a much, much vaster kind of sea of users into this great VR space that you and I know so well and use, but now we're making it available to everyone.
That's incredible. Thank you for the answer. It's absolutely inspiring to hear you speak. Last question, if I may. More than 30 years ago, On the Abyss, one of my all-time favorite movies, by the way, you developed revolutionary underwater lighting and communication systems. You created, as you talked about in your previous answer, remote observation
yeah, it's
vehicles
pre-recorded,
to,
that's why
to image inside
Alex
the Titanic,
is,
for example.
He has timing
and then
that he has to hit.
You created
and he's slowed down
and
quite
pioneer
a bit.
Virtual camera systems and other breakthroughs needed to be able to shoot Avatar, which, by the way, is my daughter's all-time favorite movie.
Well, thank you for that.
Well done.
So basically,
pause.
You have been living in mixed reality for more than 15 years. Can you tell us a little bit how it feels to be here today with us as a hologram and what your dreams are for what this technology can actually enable
James.
In the future?
Well, look, I can say having been in VR and AR spaces for the last 15 years at least, that there are no
I want Alex to ask him why he still uses see. Papyrus for
no,
the
I'm
poster
kidding.
Font.
It's actually a great
That's
way
what I want to know.
To work and to create and to co-create
James, why papyrus?
With other
why?
People. And I think that the sky's the limit on these collaborative VR and AR workspaces. I think your film that you open with shows the possibilities for medicine, for collaboration, for industrial design, engineering, and just for fun, just for the arts, just for creativity. You know, we've been using it in a very creative way on the Avatar productions for the last few years. The last really, we started in 2005, so it's been, you know, coming up on 16 years, and you know it's constantly improved to the point that it's an absolute joy to work in that space every day. Now, I use a physical camera that I hold in my hands. I don't use the HoloLens, and we don't use that for the actors because we can't obscure their faces, but it's exactly the same set of principles. And you just get used to it. And I see us, in a sense, ultimately transcending our bodies, transcending our borders, transcending our cultures, and that's a great thing. We need that. We need to understand that people in Calcutta, in Moscow, in Beijing, in the U.S. and the U.K., wherever, we all love and want the same things.
It's great.
We're all
Cameron
one big,
is not scripted.
Unified team, if you will, planet team of 7 billion.
Tell the difference, James.
And we've got to crack the code on all these problems that are existential problems that are facing us. And to do that, we've got to break down borders. We don't need walls. We need this. We need this sense of collaboration. We need this sense of togetherness. And this technology can do that, can help do that. It's hard to stand in a place with somebody and share a problem with them or share a joyful moment with them and then think of them as somebody else, someplace else that you don't care about.
Huh?
Absolutely inspiring, Jim. What a great honor to have you be on stage with us today. I'm super looking forward to being able to watch. To see you on stage with us today. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Tour of the new HoloLens mesh platform. And there goes James Cameron into the ceiling. Where'd Alex go? Did he go with him? Oh. That's Alex Cameron.
Dreams,
of course, the inventor of HoloLens 2.
They can give our lives meaning and drive us to seek others who feel the same way. Others who, while sharing our views, offer different perspectives. They challenge us with new ways of seeing. They encourage us to explore. They deepen our understanding, and they enrich our lives. Guy Laliberté, founder of Cirque du Soleil and Lunar Rouge,
I knew he was coming because Microsoft's already released a press release.
He's become a close friend and is a fellow dreamer.
About this conversation,
now,
which tells me this one will also be pre-recorded.
Removing barriers from society.
Actually have quotes from it.
We have been dreaming of a world where technology enhances, not limits, the human experience. And it seems that technology is finally catching up, turning our shared dreams into reality.
This is actually a good use for Cirque du Soleil, I think.
Well, hi, Guy. Nice frog hat. Where are you coming from?
Hi, Alex. Well, I'm coming from the Anai World, a new social mixed reality platform that will aim to connect physical and digital experience by leveraging the power of human connections.
Thanks to COVID, unfortunately, because
sounds
all
incredible.
The productions shut down.
As a creator,
no revenue.
And as someone who has already revolutionized entertainment at least one, what is it about this medium that excites you?
You know, over the years, I've received countless proposals for technology solutions aimed at integrating live and digital experience. But so far, none was
sure
able
what,
to represent and transmit the magic and emotion of live performance.
With Cirque is anymore because
I believe with the
after
new
their
Microsoft
bankruptcy in November,
mesh platform, combined with 5G
sold out
technology
to,
and cloud
MGM
computing,
Resorts, so.
We believe that today, the
actually,
right
no,
creative
to the former
tools are
CEO
available,
of MGM Resorts,
and at our fingertips, allowing us to move
Capital,
forward
so.
And invite creative from all
I'm
over
sure
the world
still
into
associated
our
life.
That sounds about right.
I guess he is.
But how do you balance this sense of togetherness that can only come from connecting with other humans, with technology, and our relationship with computers, so that humans and not devices are at the center?
Human connections are at the center of an AI world, as they are and should be at the center of our life. I've traveled the world, and one thing is the same in every part of it. People want to interact with one another, to share and to connect. You know, Alex, I'm 61.
He has quite the
and
house
I've decided
in Ibiza,
to be a great ancestor.
On the far side
entertainment
of the
entertainment and creativity have always been my language.
Lots of acreage.
I'd like my legacy to be a place where all artists could share and showcase their creation, where a user could become partner and creator. I think we are in a great position to achieve this.
I love that vision. But how do you make sense and how do you balance this promise for
visited,
a brighter future with a far more
this.
Intimate and meaningful present?
On Ibiza,
people need connection now more than ever, but we live in a world where people are starting to reject and no longer trust, giving away their time and data in return of free access to platforms. How do you connect artists with the community in an alternative way, based on principles of love, respect, and trust?
Alex, I'm a connector. I've been working with artists and building community all my life, at Cirque and in other ventures. I've connected people and brought to life amazing collective accomplishments. An AI world wants to empower artists, allowing them to develop entertainment experiences that celebrate the interconnection between humans. We aim to welcome artists and creators ready to share content that can all mix reality headset user and people in physical venue simultaneously. One thing drove all my creative projects so far: emotions. An AI world is no different. And you know, I truly believe this virtual community will permit
building?
Us to live human experience that might be possible to integrate in the real world. And I think this is for a better world. You know, Alex, I could talk about the subject for many hours. I think it's the moment that I show you a little glimpse of what the AI world spirit could be. Would you like to come with me a little bit? Come on.
here we are in... Kigilani Valdez. An eye world. It's kind of a little mini Ibiza. Just in your head. Where nobody has any pants. And nobody has any arms. Welcome. Oh no, they do have pants and arms. That's a relief. Well, some do. Apparently not everybody does. Wait a minute, only the performers do. This looks just like his Stonehenge on Ibiza. You'll never have to go to Burning Man again. No dust. No RVs. Why do some people have legs and some people don't? I don't understand. He's been spending a little too much time in the party dome. People without legs who can't dance, they're just standing there. They go, I wish I could dance. Thank you, Alex. That's it. The strangest ending to a keynote since Larry Page said, I wish there were a Google Island. We saw Satya Nadella talk about his vision for the future of Microsoft, including a vision where your data is private and sovereign. This, of course, is going to be a challenge given the fact that Microsoft operates in many nations that don't consider your data private and sovereign, including, I have to say, the United States. He also introduced something he calls Microsoft Mesh, which sounds like a combination of a number of existing Microsoft technologies, including Dynamics 365, Azure. Is the back end, of course, for this, and HoloLens. I was hoping we'd see an update to HoloLens. It's 5 years old now. HoloLens 2 has been out for a couple of years, but doesn't sound like they're updating the hardware. It's just new or different ways we can see it used in software. And, of course, concluding with some visits from people using HoloLens, including oceanographers from OceanX, James Cameron, the director, who is, of course, an avid explorer of the seas, a discoverer of the Titanic, he showed how he could use HoloLens to view spaces under the surface of the ocean. And finally, Guy Laliberté, who is the founder of Cirque du Soleil, was it Hanai World? Don't Google it, because you'll get Hentai World, which is a completely different world. It's apparently a VR space that he's talking about. I couldn't find it. So I'm sure if you take enough mushrooms, you'll be able to find it all on your own. All right. I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping for something a little more revelatory. Microsoft Mesh is really doesn't sound like a new technology, but just a combination of a variety of technologies to, you know, at the very base level show, allow you to do teleconferencing with 3D avatars, which is not really that new. And I'm not sure that much of an improvement. Altspace VR is at altvr.com. I don't think that's where, is that where Hennai World is? I don't know. I hope you enjoyed this brief visit into the mind of Guy La Liberté. we're going to take a little break, come back at 11 a.m. in an hour and a half for Mac Break Weekly, and then Security Now right after that. I thank you for joining me for this coverage of Microsoft Ignite Part 2 and the keynote, our first live streaming event from 2021. As Paul Thurrott tweeted, this mesh thing just makes me want to have in-person meetings and events. Yeah, kind of feel the same way. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Twitter. Bye-bye.